potent sedative. But once shattered, everything is possible. We're building the new in the hollowed out shell of the old. Blockade the coal trains, blockade the banks, cracks in the concrete. We are hungry for change.
This is Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, Sarah, Vivek and Eden with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane is looking to attract more money in the lead up to the 2032 Olympics by bidding to host valuable conventions and conferences at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre. The BCEC is currently undergoing its largest capital works program since it opened in 1995 to make the location more attractive for these big business conventions. BCEC General Manager Kim Gadeson said that the upgrade included flooring, seating, carpeting and lighting, a new electrical switchboard, escalators, wall dividers and a giant 11 million pixel LED screen in the Plaza Ballroom. Ms. Gadeson said they were also working on developing their team of advocates who help build support for future conventions. So far, their impact has been remarkable, securing 163 national and international conferences, each helping to position Brisbane as a hub of innovation and expertise, she said. Over the 30 years since it has been open, the centre has generated $6.26 billion in economic benefit for the state and are set to bring in $148 million with their packed schedule this year.
In other local news, the Queensland Farmers Federation has expressed disappointment with outcomes of the Australia-European Union Free Trade Agreement. QFF CEO Joe Shepherd has identified the necessity of such trade agreements and has expressed particular disappointment with the allocations for Queensland agricultural exports such as beef and sugar, allocations the QFF has described as inadequate. Shepherd expressed further concern that this agreement has secured other countries more favourable agricultural trade access to the European market than Australia. Deals such as this shape the future of our sector for decades. As such, QFF supports the National Farmer Federation's sentiment that for agreements such as these, a bad deal is actually worse than no deal. This is particularly troubling given that Australian exports 70% of what we produce and our farmers do not benefit from the same levels of government subsidy seen in other nations, Shepherd said. Cane Growers CEO Dan Galligand described the agreement's outcome as a failure, saying that, quote, the deal delivers no growth, no pathway to expand access and effectively locks growers into a bad deal for the next generation.
In national news, residents along Western Australia's Coral Coast are being urged to prepare, while tourists have been asked to leave the area as Tropical Cyclone Narelle increases to a Category 4 system. The system has been moving south and parallel to the coastline for most of this week and is expected to make landfall on Friday night or early Saturday morning on the Gascoyne Coast. Bureau of Meteorology senior forecaster Angus Hines said Pilbara coastline was already seeing the effects of the cyclone. A severe Category 3 tropical cyclone is a powerful weather system, Hines said. It's estimated that the wind speed around the destructive core of the Narelle could be sustained winds of about to 150 km per hour, with gusts up to 200 km per hour. In Geraldton, about 155 kilometres south of where the cyclone could make landfall, a local building surveyor said most homes that there were not designed to withstand extreme winds. While newer building codes required homes to meet higher wind ratings and cyclonic standards, many existing houses, particularly older builds or those with poor workmanship, remain vulnerable, private building surveyor Chadwick Boren said.
In other national news, the Victorian government has announced statewide funding for Aboriginal maternity services. Victoria's Minister for Health has acknowledged that the government must make an effort to close health gaps to ensure, quote, we have a health system that works for every Victorian. The $15.8 million funding boost will support 10 Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations across Victoria, with the services focusing on culturally safe care, community and connection for Aboriginal mothers and babies. According to the Victoria Department of Health, the services will allow more Aboriginal parents to access antenatal care earlier in the pregnancy, reduce the amount of Aboriginal babies born prematurely, and reduce the amount of babies that die during pregnancy or soon after birth.
Now, national news. A US woman has been awarded $4.3 million in damages from a landmark lawsuit targeting social media addiction. In a first-of-its-kind suit, A California jury decided media platforms owned and managed by tech giants Meta and YouTube have been designed to hook young users without any concern for well-being. The 20-year-old plaintiff, known as Initials KGM, testified that she became addicted to the platforms as a child, starting at age 6 on YouTube, then Instagram at 9, stating that they exacerbated her mental health issues. The lawsuit included both Snapchat and TikTok, who both decided to settle outside of court. It took 40 hours of deliberations before juries agreed to award her US$3 million. Then again later, after a decision that the tech corporations acted with malice, oppression, or fraud in harming children with their platform, jurors recommended to the judge a further $3 million in punitive damages. The result of which could heavily influence thousands of more lawsuits, including a case brought by several states and school districts, expected to go to trial in Oakland Federal Court this summer. This also follows a New Mexico jury determining that Meta, in violation of state law, has been harming the mental health of children and their safety, making this the second verdict brought against the company this week. The lead counsel of the plaintiff stated that today's verdict is a referendum from a jury to an entire industry, that accountability has arrived. Now for your weather today. Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9.3, which is in the very high bands. Now that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Holiday Blend is Coffee Supreme's summer staple, made for slow mornings, sunny afternoons, and long days out and about. Roasted locally and poured across